Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 19th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447 in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine and South Africa, 95% of the countries and cities of the world. So today our lesson on tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran is Surah Yunus, chapter number 10 and verses number 74 to verse number 77. In our previous lesson, before we continue, we should make special dua for Newcastle. This huge amount of rain came there and seems like floods and so forth. All of you in Newcastle should be reading chapter 12, verse number 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, you are the best protector. And He, Almighty Allah, alone exclusively is أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy. Read that verse abundantly, Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. And read this wonderful dua of Mustafa sallallahu. Few words, three words only. Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna. Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna. So read that abundantly. Ya Allah, send the rain to other places where they require it and not upon us. Inshallah, Allah will protect us all and give our charity to the very poor and needy. This is voluntary charity to poor Muslims, non-Muslims. Similarly, make dua for Sudan and Palestine, and Allah decimate and destroy all these enemies of Islam and the Muslims. So to recap our previous lesson, we discussed a bit Noah, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Noah and the Ark, Nuh alayhi salam in the Safina. His name is Nami Ismigrami, honorable name is mentioned 43 times in the Noble Quran, and chapter 71 is dedicated to him. So he told his people, you pass a verdict against me and don't give me any respite. I have placed my trust solely, only in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And I'm not asking you for any wages or any salary or recompense. My reward is solely, only, exclusively there by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. When people know that they don't want to accept the truth, they will look for every excuse. Agar tu hina chahe to bahane hazar. If you don't want to do something, then there'll be thousand excuses. And we see that every day. Fakazzabuhu. Hence they rejected him, Noah, Nuh alayhi salam, and his message. And 950 years he stayed amongst them, the Quran Karim teaches us. Allah Jalla Wala rescued him and saved the people with him there in the boat, in the ship, in the ark, call it whatever you want, to Safina. وَجَعَلْنَاهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah made this boat and Allah made this ark, Safina, a symbol and a sign for all the people and all the creation on this earth. And then Allah made them the successors, and the rest of them, Allah let them drown. In Musnad Ahmad is mentioned that the deluge, the flood, and the tufan started on the 1st of Rajab and ended on the 10th of Muharram. For 6 months and 10 days it rained. And when that boat eventually stopped, it stopped at Judi. They say that's in Iraq also. And the beginning of it also was in Iraq, when the water started bubbling. Wafar al-Tannur, there in Kufa, there with the Jami Masjid. So alhamdulillah, we went there in 2000 and they showed us all these places, you see. Then remember that Almighty Allah is telling us, when we travel, then we mustn't just travel sightseeing what the kuffar say, go here, go here. Go and see the real places. Fanzur. Go and see and observe. كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُنْزَرِينَ. How was the ending, the final result and consequences of those people who were warned? إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. We sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the truth. As a Bashir, you gave glad tidings to those who said labbaik and responded positively to you, the message and the messenger. وَنَذِيرَا, and as a warner with love and compassion. So people translate nazir, nazira, as a person who warns. But you must add the portion at-takhweef ma'al mahabba, with love and compassion. So ye munzareen, that the end result and consequences of those who were warned with compassion and love, but yet they were not prepared to embrace and accept the truth. Chapter number 10, Surah Yunus, verses 74-77. Thumma, subsequently, thereafter, Ba'athna, we sent. Almighty Allah is one and alone. But in Semitic languages, you use the plural, the collective, as a symbol of respect and reverence. And when Almighty Allah to show us, you human beings, all of you put together, you jinnat, all of you put together, your academia and your intelligentsia and whoever else, you cannot do that. Nuhyi wa numit, we alone give life and death. Which doctor, which physician can give life and death? Nobody can do that. So remember that Almighty Allah's selection takes place when it comes to prophets and messengers, and not election. You see, when it's elections, you have a big circus going on. See the circus carrying on there in America, 40 days, the haramis. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ رُسُولًا. Thereafter we sent, after Noah. First Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, then Noah, then Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Then you have, remember, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, then Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Then the last prophet for the Israelites, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. 600 years after that, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam takes place. The advent of the Master, the auspicious birth of Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ رُسُولًا. Thereafter we sent, after him, Noah, Noah alayhi salam, رُسُولًا, many prophets and messengers. The prophets and messengers were sent for different places, specific times and specific places, you see that. So the message was not international and global, it was local. So مِنْ بَعْدِهِ رُسُولًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ. You see, for their people. But for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what Allah said, for previous prophets and messengers, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودًا أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla did not say, وَإِلَىٰ قُرَيْشٍ أَخَاهُمْ أَحْمَدًا, that we're sending Nabi Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Quraysh. Allah Jalla wala said, Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a. We're sending you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a messenger that is global, international, for all times, all places, all circumstances. Chapter number 7, Surah A'raf, in verse number 158. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif. But what is the status quo now? Majority of the Muslims don't read the Quran. They read in Ramadan. 11 months they don't read. And those who read, majority don't understand the message and the meaning. So everything we have to learn, learn and learn. From the womb to the tomb. From the cradle to the grave. From the mountain to the fountain. So that is our job, remember. That daily we must learn something. So the prophets came to their people and their nations and so forth. فَجَاءُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ They came to them with clear miracles. فَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا بِمَا كَذَّبُوا بِهِ مِنْ قَبْلُ Hence they did not believe. Because before them already, بِمَا كَذَّبُوا they rejected this message and messengers مِنْ قَبْلُ before. So, the father, grandfather, grandparents rejected the previous messengers and prophets. So, they also rejected it, the majority of them. So, therefore, we see, we have to be a sample, example for our children, our grandchildren, our students and so forth. Then that sooner or later will have a positive impact. When we send negative messages, then it will definitely have a negative impact. Then Almighty Allah warns us, especially for people like us, people of Iman and Islam, chapter 66, verse 6. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. E Iman walo, O you who believe, save yourself and your children and progeny from the fire. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. See, so Allah is teaching us everything. Now when people deliberately, intentionally do not want to accept the truth and embrace Islam, every messenger prophet came with the message of Islam. No prophet came with Judaism, Christianity or Shirk or anything. Allah has enshrined and mentioned this in the Noble Quran. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 67. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was no a Jew, no a Christian, no idol worshipper polytheist. Then what was he? Walakin kana hanifan muslima. Hanif, he turned away from all the false ideologies. And Muslim, one who submitted, surrendered solely, only to Almighty Allah, willingly, lovingly and sincerely. Therefore, these countries and states that are embracing the harami, the pedophile, rapist, Trump's plan of Abrahamic Accord, straight away they become murtad and out of the fold of Islam. So this is a ploy to take the people out of Islam, but these idiots and morons will never learn. So Almighty Allah states, كَذَٰلِكَ similarly, نَطْبَعُ we stamp, and we are the ones who are now stamping, you see. In the good old days when we used to send, you know, letters. Now you want to send an official letter from one party to another, so you stamp it, you see that. So كَذَٰلِكَ نَطْبَعُ this is how we stamp and seal. Ala قُلُوبِ الْمُعْتَدِينَ the heart of those people who are the transgressors. They went beyond the limits and boundaries and parameters, so now their hearts are sealed. Nothing will enter there of the truth of the nur, the halawatul iman, the sweetness of faith, and the radiance effulgence. So it's like a person, we open the tap, but he takes all the cups and glasses and puts it there upside down. So deliberately does that, so how will it get filled up? So we all can understand, nobody can blame Allah. It is your own folly, it is your own pride and arrogance and ignorance. فَلَمَّا أَزَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ When they decided they want to go astray, then Allah let them go astray. Chapter number 61, verse number 5. Thumma, now after Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, then Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, then Almighty Allah sent other prophets and messengers. You see that? So who are the messengers Allah sent? Thumma ba'athna min ba'dihim Musa wa Haruna ila Fir'auna wa mala'ihi. Thereafter, subsequently, we sent. I told you why plural and all. Allah is stamping His Majesty, authority, sovereignty. Min ba'dihim, after Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and his honorable sons who were also prophets and messengers, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, all of them. Then we find min ba'dihim Musa. موسیٰ، نبی موسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نامِ نامی اسم گرامی mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran, the most for any prophet and messenger. Dark in complexion, كَأَنَّهُ رَجُلٌ سُودَانِيٌ. Allama Qastalani rahimahullah, one of the commentators of Bukhari Sharif, writes that as though as he was a Sudani person. Normally you will find the Sudani people are dark in complexion, but some of them great awliyaullah, ulama and so forth. And what is the meaning of Musa, Moses? Moshi, we say Musa, English biblical term Moses. Chutlas, haramis, Moshi, Moshi Dayan, you see. There, the small Dajjal is to wear the patch on his eye, straight to Jahannam, the harami. So remember that it means the child that is in that box, you see that. And now he is floating on the water. So that is Musa, meaning Allah will save you from all the enemies. And Harun, Harun means to be eloquent in speech. His name, Nami, Isme Grami is mentioned 20 times in the Noble Quran. Min ba'dihim Musa wa Harun ila Fir'aun wa mala'ihi. In age, Harun alayhi salam is elder. In rank and status, the Musa alayhi salatu salam is much, much more great and superior. تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. These prophets and messengers, we send them to different places and so forth and so on. So we gave some of them virtue and merit over the others. So that is the decree of Almighty Allah. Go open the beginning of the third surah and surah 2, surah Baqarah and verse number 253. So you will find it there, you see. So they were sent now, both of them, to Pharaoh and his cabinet, his caucus, his ministers, all of them arrogant and proud and pompous people, haughty people. Bi-ayatina, don't make mistake. Wherever Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam story, event, incident is mentioned and the word ayatina is mentioned, it does not refer to the Torah. The Torah was only conferred and given to him, Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, ba'da gharqi Fir'aun, after the drowning of the Pharaoh, the Tanpot dictator. So bi ayatina here means the miracles. He took the stick and threw it, and it was transformed into a snake and serpent. So fa'idha hiya thu'banun mubin. And Pharaoh and them, their huzu broke. You know what I mean by that. So they were shivering inside, outside and so forth. He was dark in complexion, and he placed his hand, right hand, under the left armpit. And when he took it out, showed them, fa'idha hiya baydha'u linnadirin. It was shining, glittering, white, white, you see, for people who are observing and seeing this phenomenon and seeing this episode and event and incident with their own eyes. So Allah showed them all these miracles. But first takbaru, they were too proud and too arrogant. What is the definition of kibar, of pride and arrogance and pompous and haughtiness and so forth? So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the definition himself as enshrined and mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Batarul haqq. That when the truth comes, we are not prepared to accept it. You see that we reject the truth. وَغَمْتُ النَّاسِ. And the people offering this advices, we say we are superior to them and they inferior. We look at them with contempt. We despise them. We hate them. Like how Trump and them carry on. Therefore, they are the most disgraced people on earth, like the Jutlas and so forth. وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. And they were a people who continuously, they were a people and nation, they were to the criminals. They loved the criminality, they loved their vices and sins. They showed no sign of remorse and regret. And therefore Almighty Allah humiliated the Pharaoh and Ala Fir'aun. Imam Malik rahimahullah, the genius and giant of Medina Munawwara, said, who is Ala Fir'aun? Kullu man ittaba'a Fir'aun fahuwa min Ali Fir'aun. Every person who follows Pharaoh, he is the Al, the family of the Pharaoh. So kullu man ittaba'a Nabiyy al-Mustafa, man ittaba'a Nabiyy al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fahuwa min Ali Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You needed a genius to solve that. So if we follow Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all walks and facets of life, then tomorrow we will be resurrected under the banner and the flag of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma ij'alna minhum. But these were committed, persistent criminals, you see that. And they loved committing their vices and they were proud and arrogant about it. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا. Hence, when the truth came to them from our sides, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam advising them, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam advising them, and remember showing them the miracles and all that. So what they said? Character assassination. قَالُوا, they said, the people, the Israelites, إِنَّ هَذَا لَسِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. All these miracles you're showing us with the stick in your hand and so forth, verily this is لَسِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. Manifest jadu, manifest sihr, and this is sorcery, magic, witchcraft. So you all are dabbling in witchcraft. You see that? The Jutlas are the ones that love to dabble in witchcraft. If you know Judaism and the history, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, Allah granted him a magnificent kingdom. Then what they said? They said that he is running this magnificent kingdom with jadu, with sihr, with witchcraft, sorcery, magic, and so forth and so on. Go and open chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 102. Allah Ta'ala says regarding those people who are involved and dabbling in witchcraft, وَمَا سَحَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ. Allah didn't say that. Allah said, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ. Sulaiman alayhi salam did not commit kufr. So when people dabble in witchcraft, they lose the iman. And therefore, when Allah sent them in Iraq, in the city of Babil, Babylon, the two angels, بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ, and people wanted to learn them, the science and the discipline of sorcery, magic, become a magician. So they would warn them, إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرُ. We have been sent as a trial. Don't commit kufr and blasphemy. Therefore, Imam Malik Rahimullah says, people who go to Sangoma, people who dabble in witchcraft, and all, you go out of the fold of Islam. It's a very, very major sin. Akbarul Kabair, a heinous crime. People take it lightly nowadays. Allah protect us. When they said, Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam are involved in dabbling in witchcraft, this was the response. Qala Musa. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam responded, Ataquluna lilhaq. Hamza for istifam. What? Are you uttering and saying lilhaqi, that the truth that is dawned upon you, that it is lamma ja'akum, that truth which has come to you? Are you really saying that it is sorcery, witchcraft, and jadu? Asihrun hada? Are you saying that this is magic and sorcery? Are you crazy? This is wahi and revelation. Comes directly from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, transcends every weakness, every shortcoming, every defect, more perfect than the word perfect. Asihrun hada. If a person dabbles in witchcraft and so forth and so on, وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُونَ. And wherever the jadu people go, people who are dabbling in witchcraft and sorcery, they will never be successful. We say they are not successful in the year after because they lost their iman or they committed major, major heinous crime. We say in the dunya also they won't be successful. I saw people who are magicians and people. You will see in that family there'll be hardly any peace, tranquility, serenity. Always big problems, you must remember that. Somebody's marriage breaking, somebody getting bankrupt, somebody getting hijacked, and all these things here. Yeah. Problem after problem, because cause and effect. You see that? Sabab and musabab. So once you indulge in haram, then the results won't be good. They always will be terrible, horrible. May Allah Jalla Wala protect us from all these haram things and haram actions. Ameen. وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُونَ. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Write down the dua. You Suleiman, you can use it for this week any day. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-maghram. Ya Allah, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Oh Allah, I seek your protection min al-ma'tham, all the places that are haram. Save me from that. Wal-Maghram, and all the debts and loans people get involved in. So we lead a sinless life. We try to, obviously we are not sinless. We try to lead a debt-free life. Then you will see halawatul iman, the sweetness of iman will enter the inner recesses of our heart. Allah Jalla wa'ala make it easy and accept it. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.